Tonight, ABC unveils the first official new show of the fall season, My So-Called Life, a family drama by the producers of 30-something. It's about life from the point of view of a 15-year-old girl, played by newcomer Claire Danes. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
First of all, it's a relief to see a show about a high school kid that actually stars a high school kid. Claire Danes, like her character of Angela Chase, is 15 years old and looks it. But most of all, watching My So-Called Life is a relief because it's so terrific and on so many different levels. The moodiness and whininess and self-absorption that always drove me crazy on 30-something makes perfect sense here, because when you're talking moody and whiny and self-absorbed, you're talking teenager. The writers and producers of My So-Called Life have captured teen angst and teen perspectives perfectly, even in the narration Claire provides as Angela. At the dinner table, her inner thoughts sometimes contain odd little asides.
I cannot bring myself to eat a well-balanced meal in front of my mother. It just means too much to her. I mean, if you stop to think about, like, chewing, what it really is, how people just do it, like, in public.
And sometimes her narration reveals surprisingly deep hostilities. In that same dinner table scene, her parents, played by Tom Irwin and Bess Armstrong, discuss Angela's newly dyed dark red hair. As they talk aloud, we hear Angela's private thoughts, and it's a good thing she keeps them private.
Oh, what am I supposed to say?
Nothing.
I mean, it's her hair.
Exactly. And we'll always be able to spot you in a crowd.
Lately, I can't even look at my mother without wanting to stab her repeatedly.
My So-Called Life picks up where the Wonder Years left off, but doesn't go for as many laughs. Instead, it goes for honesty. The writing, the acting, the staging, the camera work, all of them combine to throw you back in those long corridors where every person is a best friend or a worst enemy, every teacher is a major inspiration or a major bore, and every pimple, insult, and embarrassing moment is the worst thing in your entire life. Like this embarrassing moment. When Angela, daydreaming about a handsome boy in English class, is asked by the teacher to describe Anne Frank. To the amazement of everybody, Angela describes her as lucky, and the teacher challenges her.
Anne Frank perished in a concentration camp. Anne Frank is a tragic figure. How could Anne Frank be lucky?
I don't know. Because she was trapped in an attic for 3 years with this guy she really liked.
I've seen 4 advance episodes of My So-Called Life, and love them all. There are no easy solutions, no pat characters. Best friends come and go, valuable lessons aren't learned as quickly as you'd like, and conflicts stretch from one episode to another. Visually, many scenes are blended into one another through a series of fades and clever crosscuts, giving the flow and the show a certain dreamy quality. The music in the series is wonderful, the plots are believable, but they often surprise you. And if David Caruso was TV's Redhead of the Year last season, Claire Danes should get similar honors this season. She's wonderful, and her character doesn't always pout, whine, or screw up. At the end of one episode, attending a mother-daughter fashion show, she actually sounds content.
It's good to get really dressed up once in a while and admit the truth. That when you really look closely, people are so strange and so complicated that they're actually beautiful. Possibly even me.
My daughter, who just turned 12, watched all 4 of the My So-Called Life preview tapes before I did, and she loved them too. When a 40-year-old parent and a 12-year-old kid can watch the same family drama and get the same level of truth out of it, that's really something. My So-Called Life is really something.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.